This is Sid Roth saying, I have a vision. Now is the set time to blow the trumpet in Zion.
Blow a trumpet in Zion, sound it on the mountain. Blow a trumpet in Zion, for the day of the Lord is come.
Shalom, Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family, and we are the Mishpocha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people that are one new man in Messiah Yeshua, Messiah Jesus. Getting ready, Mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar, all the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to repent, because I'll tell you something, you can't just be an ostrich. You can't just think the United States of America will be the way it's always been. Especially after the warnings of 9/11, especially after the warnings of Hurricane Katrina. I have a Messianic Jewish rabbi on the telephone right now. His name is Jonathan Kahn. He's rabbi of Beth Israel Congregation in Garfield, New Jersey, and he's showing amazing parallels as to why what has happened in 9/11 is a judgment from God. Jonathan, earlier this week you were talking about the amazing accuracy of the sycamore trees, but there was one more thing that I wanted you to add to that.
Yeah, one of the signs of dawning judgment, as mentioned in Isaiah 9, is the falling of, or the striking down of a sycamore tree. And as we said, amazingly, on 9/11, it happened. In 9/11, a beam came from the tower of the World Trade Center as it was falling, went through the sky, struck down a sycamore tree, just like the Bible says, and it was a fallen sycamore tree on the ground of Ground Zero. And actually, as we said yesterday, on America's consecration ground, the ground where we were dedicated to God. So they made this big thing of this sycamore tree, and they didn't realize the sign of this in the Bible, and they actually, an artist made a bronze cast of this, and of the uprooted sycamore tree, and it's to be displayed on Wall Street. Now, in the future, the fallen sycamore tree, the sign of judgment, in a bronze cast, actually bronze is the metal of judgment, its uprootedness as an uprooted tree is going to be on Wall Street. Now, there's something very prophetic here, too, aside from the fact that it is a sign of judgment immortalized now for New York City. But beyond that, Wall Street, which is the financial prosperity of America, the stock market, was founded by something called the Buttonwood Agreement. And that reason is called Buttonwood. Buttonwood, it refers to a tree, and the original agreement was signed under a tree. What kind of tree? It was the sycamore tree. The sycamore tree, all of Wall Street, all the stock market, all that you see, American prosperity, was started under a sycamore tree and named after the sycamore tree. The Buttonwood is the sycamore tree agreement. So now, on Wall Street, there is going to be displayed the sign of a fallen sycamore tree, an uprooted sycamore tree, which would speak about the uprooting of America's financial prosperity, that Wall Street and all the rest, a very heavy sign of judgment. Now, let me take it further. It is Rosh Hashanah, or the week of Rosh Hashanah, and this whole holiday, this holy day, is a sign. It's a wake-up call. It's a shofar calling. It's the priest sounding the shofar saying, repent, get right before God. It's the watchman calling from the walls with the shofar saying, wake up, because judgment is coming. Well, I've always been kind of close to the shofar. I'm descended from Aaron, and the sons of Aaron were the priests who sounded the shofar. I've been called to do that around the world. I've sounded that in Cuba and India, China, all around the world. But once I was asked to do it, or I was led to do it in America. Only once, or years ago, was I led to sound the shofar to the whole nation, in a sense. And I went down into New York City. I was led to do it there. I went to New York City, went down there, and then took a boat, went to the Statue of Liberty. And now I'm from New York and New Jersey, but I've never gone to the Statue of Liberty before that. But I was led to go there, and the day was Rosh Hashanah, the day of warning. Actually, in Hebrew tradition, Yom HaDin means the day of judgment. It's the warning of judgment, really. It's the first sign or the sound of saying, come back. So I went there, and I was there with a group of intercessors from around the country, prayer warriors. They came from around the country, and we were praying for America because it had been revealed in the spirit that there was going to be a terrorist attack. It would be poured out on New York City and America. And I led them in prayer from the pedestal of the Statue of Liberty. I sounded the shofar, the last blast to New York City and to the World Trade Center. Now, we all sense something very, very powerful of the Lord. And it was Rosh Hashanah, which is about get ready because something's coming. This was Rosh Hashanah to the nation. It was a warning, a wake-up call. And the focus was New York City. And the focus specifically was the World Trade Center. Now, I went home, and a woman gives me a tape cassette. It was recorded 2 years before that. And it was about a man who came to New Jersey, and he was speaking at a public meeting, and he gave a vision he had. He saw a giant shofar come from New Jersey, like we came from that day, cross over the water like we did, goes down New York City to the World Trade Center, touches the top of the tower, then lands on the pedestal of the Statue of Liberty. That's where we landed. We ended up there with the shofar on the pedestal of the Statue of Liberty. When the shofar touched the statue or the pedestal, or when the shofar got down and rested on the pedestal of the statue, something happened. A hand reached down from the sky and removed the torch from the Statue of Liberty. Now, remember, Rosh Hashanah is a day of warning, the sound to get right and all that. Well, it hit me after that. Where did the watchman who used to blow the shofar and say, hey, something's coming, an attack is coming, he would stand at the wall by the gate. What is the gate of America? The gate of America is New York City. Where specifically? It's the passage where the Statue of Liberty is on one side and Lower Manhattan and the World Trade Center on the other. The Bible speaks of judgment beginning at the gates. Without realizing it, I had been led to sound the shofar at the watchman's post, the gate of America, on the day of Rosh Hashanah, the day of the trumpet sounding, warning to repent and come back to God. Now, as I was sounding the shofar that day to the city, someone took a picture and on that last trumpet, and the picture has a prophetic shadow of what would happen. The shofar sounding to the Twin Towers, specifically, it touches in the picture, the shofar touches the North Tower exactly where the attack would begin, where the first plane would come and hit that North Tower. That is recorded. The Lord gives prophetic images. But then there was more. After we sounded that shofar that day, I put it down and we prayed over New York City, and I lifted up my hands with a tallit on, and we prayed the Shema, we prayed, and someone was filming it with a video camera, and as it was happening, and we looked back at the tape, we saw a prophetic shadow on the film. An object appears in the sky, a plane coming in the exact path as would happen 2 years later. Going across lower and lower, descending on New York City, it intersects with the World Trade Center exactly at the spot where the North Tower would be hit. And so here at the Watchman's Post is where you see the first signs of what is to come. And the day was the prophetic day of Rosh Hashanah. And the day this happened was itself a sign. That day was September 11th when I sounded the shofar to the World Trade Center. And at the gate of America, the sign of warning, the sign of wake up, the sign of come back to God, Rosh Hashanah. Now, the last part of the vision, and this is 2 years before it happened, the last part of that vision that the guy had of the shofar, it was that when the shofar touched the pedestal, the statue, the statue's torch was removed, but a hand came down again and replaced that torch with a shofar. And a tallit came on her. And she took up the trumpet and blew it, and there was revival. There was release. And the meaning, again, as you and I have talked about this week, is that it's not a question of judgment or revival. It's judgment and revival. And that God did not allow 9/11 because he hates America, but because God loves America and because God has mercy on America. He allowed it to save us because we've grown so deaf to God in this country that he can only reach us by shouting to us. And 9/11 was his shout of saying, don't die, don't be perished, don't be gone, don't be destroyed, America, but come back to me, repent, and specifically not just America, but you, my people who are called by my name, you need to repent, you need to come back, you need to get your life where it was when you first came to me, you need to live all out in righteousness and put away the sins and put away the addictions and put away all the things that you're caught up with and serve me with all your heart and I will do great and mighty things. There will be revival for your land and revival in your life, but the time is now, the time is short. It is the day of waking up. The wake-up call has been sounded. The alarm has sounded. It is time to wake up.
You know, Jonathan, when I think about the catastrophe of Hurricane Katrina, the first thing that pops into one's mind is that New Orleans is known as a place of sexual sin, homosexuality. I mean, a couple days after Katrina hit and dumped all that water in New Orleans, they were scheduling one of the biggest gay Mardi Gras of all time. But I believe that's why New Orleans was selected for judgment. But the thing that released the judgment is what my friend John McTernan talks about. And he talks about this on a special interview that we've done with him, where he shows that the two largest natural catastrophes in history were connected with America trying to divide up the land of Israel. He says that 40 natural disasters are connected with that. The U.S. stock market crashes connected with Israel. 9/11 connected with Israel. And then on this special CD, in addition to that, we've got some prophetic words by John Mark Poole that will astound people. Words that he has never publicly stated before. He saw what is about shortly to happen during the Bush administration in Washington, D.C. It's the most amazing destruction. He saw what's going to happen to California, what's going to happen to New Orleans again, what's going to happen to our economy. This will shock many people. What is about ready to happen to Israel? I mean, every believer in America must listen to this CD and must share it with as many people as possible. It's a donation of $15 for this special end time CD. And please add something extra for Jewish evangelism. This is Shabbat broadcast. Let me bless you. Oh, the Lord bless you and keep you and cause his countenance to shine upon you and be gracious to you and grant you his shalom, his peace, in the name of the Tsar Shalom, the Prince of Peace, Yeshua HaMashiach Tzidkenu, and God bless America.
Yo'er Adonai panav elecha v'chonecha. Yisa Adonai panav elecha ve'asem lecha
If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzi, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or archives of our radio and TV shows, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.